Well, hello. Welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Moras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual with
Pearls of Wisdom
from the porch.
So I got to ask, I don't know if we've ever defined this. Why do we say Pearls of Wisdom?
Because sometimes we're silly and we don't give it. No.
So we don't give pieces, parts out, right?
You just never know what you're going to get. I mean, with Denim and Pearls, we are not scripted. We don't sit around and go, okay, this is point one, this is point two, this point. We don't do that.
No teleprompter in front of us. Yeah, that would be cool, though, if we could.
Yeah, but then we would, well.
Then we'd sound like robots.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't, because I really like reading teleprompters. But the thing is we talk about the pearls of wisdom because you're in the middle of a conversation with us when we drop some wisdom, and then we get deeper into it, and then we'll come out, be silly again, and come right back into some pearls of wisdom. And that's why we call it pearls of wisdom, because we don't intentionally come in and say, we're going to teach today. We say, we're going to share what's in our minds and our hearts today.
Well, it's also the fact that, I mean, the bits of information we do share, we don't go into a 40-minute rant and rave about the same thing.
Never.
Like some other folks do. I mean, we're not picking on anybody or anything, but I have seen stuff where today's topic is gymnastics, and we spend 45 minutes talking about gymnastics. We don't ever do that. We're always all over the place,
but in a good way. Conversation on the porch.
Exactly.
So today is
where's my beer?
Over the rainbow.
Well, I before we go on to that, because I do want to cover that, because I think it's an exciting one. Today was an exciting day. It was really exciting. We made a lot of accomplishments today, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the other thing of it is too, where does that wisdom come from?
Years and years of experience, years and years of falling down and getting back up again.
So in other words, I couldn't be 21 and give this same show?
You probably could. Just would get as in depth as we do.
Oh.
Because actually, you combine our years of experience and we're about 100 and something years.
No, we're not that far. There's 100 years of experience between them. That would make me.
We're not going to count the first 10 years of our lives then. How about that? But we've
Well,
gone
that's
back.
True. But I do have stories from those time
but
frames.
But we've gone right. back. So really, if you want to talk about experience, we are sharing to when we became cognizant of this world and actually the things before we even knew we were in this world, the things we learned about our childhood and our infancy, or in your case, when you were adopted at, you know, days
3 days old.
So
I don't remember being in the closet though, like I've spoken of.
But that's why we talk about pearls of wisdom. And I like to say our combined 110 years.
It makes us sound so old though.
We kind of are.
Don't tell nobody.
I like it.
I still look 25.
Okay. I still look
19.
90.
You look good for your age.
I look amazing for 90.
Okay. So our topic today is somewhere
over the rainbow. Because what's on the end of a rainbow? What have we all learned throughout our childhood is at the end of a rainbow?
Money, lots of money.
A pot of gold. And sometimes in our lifetimes, we meet people who are pots of gold, who are loving, giving, just good people who will, you know what? I know exactly where ID can help. I can help you, right. But I can't help you, but I know the perfect person for you.
Right.
Those are pots of gold. They're not after for you for anything. It's an even exchange of, you know what? I want to see you grow and I want to be there with you.
Right. And I think part of it, we have to kind of precursor all of that with when we do business or we're trying to accomplish something. For instance, I just have to use Galaxy Fest because we all know that I've done Galaxy Fest. When you're looking for sponsors, sometimes you don't have all the details. How many albums have you sold? How many customers have come through the door? How much of this and how much of that?
How big is your following and how many are active?
Right. And for small business loans, you've got to have all of this proof and you got to have all of that. We even applied for a local city grant. And oh my gosh, the work and the time that I had to put through that in order just to get the paperwork done. I had the details. I just had to put it all in a nice little presentation and portfolio and all this other kind of stuff. And then they still question you. They still ask you those questions about well, how do you plan on doing this? How do you plan on doing that? How do we get our money back? These are all the things that you deal with when it comes to small business loans and grants and just looking for a backer. I mean, there are such things as angel investors and such. You've got the people who will just give you money.
I need an angel investor.
We all need angel. Well, we just need an angel to invest. We don't need an angel investor. So there's all these things and it's always got to be proof. And I understand it because I've been on both sides.
Yeah.
So I understand trying to get it because you don't know anything about it.
Well, and they have to make sure that they're going to get their return on investment.
Exactly. You know, so, and I would want to protect my own money the same way. So I understand. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there's a lot of work to that, but there's sometimes that you, like we did today, that two angels dropped from heaven and said, we understand you. We don't need all of this other proof. We're going to take you where you want to go because we want to go along for the ride too. That is amazing. That is a pot of gold.
It was amazing. Yeah, it's still amazing.
She's still in awe.
Yeah, and it's just going to get even better throughout the time. And that's really exciting. And now I have a side note because I have a pot of gold sitting right next to me. He just got the most incredible compliment from designing my my music album. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I was searching and doing all this stuff and he was sitting right in front of me. Sometimes the pot of gold is right where you are, mm-hmm, and you don't even know it. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. But it was so much fun. And we heard the album that we're talking, the album that she's coming out with, we actually talked to a record producer today. And that record producer was amazing. And because of the other person, the other angel who referred him, this whole process has been incredible. And you definitely don't want to take it for granted because there's so many other people out there that do not have these opportunities. They can't find these opportunities. They don't know who to talk to. They're hoping, you know, who was the person that was discovered in, was it Marilyn Monroe was discovered in the
grocery store?
Oh, was she in a grocery? I'm thinking of the one that was in the diner.
Oh, no, I was thinking, actually who I was thinking was Michelle Pfeiffer. She was working at a grocery store as a checkout person. And she got discovered there.
Yeah, but I think there was somebody like Marilyn Monroe was discovered. There was, I think it's actually another person who was discovered in a diner. You look awesome. We want you in the movies. Or whatever it was.
It's kind of what's happening right now.
And it is. So, you know, with Michelle's thing here, the album, we've taken leaps and bounds over a lot of other folks that are out there. And it's not because of advantage. It's just because there's people who are willing to go on a limb, you know, in some cases. They're willing to grant your dreams or grant your wishes. Maybe we should call them Tinkerbells.
I was thinking genies.
Or Aladdin.
Genies, yeah.
You know, and not everybody has that opportunity. But when the opportunity does come, which is more what we want to talk about, is when that opportunity does come, it's that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. And what's it feel like, Michelle?
I just want to sit here and smile. It's just phenomenal. Because I came here to do the podcast, not expecting anything else that was happening, just the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I come in and Brian's on a phone call that can potentially change my life completely.
Yeah. Well, both of us.
In
the long run.
I think both of our lives. And it's just really that just happened that easy.
Yeah, she came over to record and walked in the door and I said, wait a minute, before you give me all those details to the guy on the phone, before you give me all those details, let me put her on speakerphone. Yeah. So she was certainly definitely caught off guard because she didn't know I was making the calls.
That's why he's a pot of gold. He's like pulling out little pieces of gold out of the different parts of the world that I need to make this album more and to make it legit and all this stuff. I didn't even think of it. I've just been saying, I've got an album come out. Yay. I sang yay. And he's been pulling out little gold chips,
right,
making sure all the ducks are in a row.
Well, that's where those pearls, I mean, going back to the original part, this is where those pearls of wisdom kind of come in, because I've been in the music, if you want to call it, in the music industry for 30 plus years. And we've all been fans of the music industry.
And you've been part of the entertainment world.
Right. And I've been in part of the entertainment world. And when it comes down to some of the technicals, I know a lot of things, but I don't know the details.
Well, see, that's the thing is, if you're being stopped because you don't know the details, don't let it stop you. See, Brian doesn't have all the details, but he knows when he doesn't know. When he doesn't know, he knows how to search.
And find it.
And then, or find someone who knows how to do it. And he's never embarrassed or shy about doing, you know what? I don't know this. Hey, so-and-so, you know this, right? What is this and what do I do? That's power. The pot of gold is in your hand.
It's leadership.
In his phone, he picks up the phone and is brave enough to ask. I am terrified to pick up a phone and ask a question and do. I really have even no idea what question I'm asking.
Well, it leads to another. That leads to the other thing too. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not shy. It was many years ago in the military that it wasn't a matter, because I was an engineering assistant. So I had to know sewer lines and electrical lines and ground grading. And I had to know all of this information. Well, that's something that you can't put in your head and store in your head unless you do it repetitively.
Yeah, you need to know where to go.
But so my secret was I knew the books to go to. I knew the resources to go to. And I also think that's part of leadership.
It is.
Okay. Not management, but leadership. Okay. And that's a whole nother podcast between management and leadership, because I'm a big believer there.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah, definitely. But it's one of those things that you just got to know what your resources are, because that doesn't mean take advantage, but you want to take advantage of your resources.
Yeah. Know what people know.
Right. Taking advantage can have a negative connotation because you're taking advantage of somebody. Well, no, that's not what I mean. Well, take advantage of the knowledge that other people have.
Well, in these cases that we're working with, it's a win-win for all of us.
Right. You know, because if you're the next $1 million album seller.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. So we'll talk it into existence. When you're the next one million album seller, you know, what is that? A gold record? I think that's a gold record. 1 million is a gold. I don't think that's platinum, but anyway, see, I know there's platinum, gold, silver. I just don't know which ones the numbers are. I don't know all the details, but we'll figure those out. But let's say you do. Let's say you get a gold album out of this for some reason, and you do get a gold album out of it. Who's benefiting from that?
Everyone who's associated to me.
Exactly. You know, whether it's me, whether it's Thomas, whether it's John, whether it's
Michael, somebody, Brian, Sally,
you know, or even the photographer who took your pictures that we used on the
Simone.
Yeah. If it's Simone, maybe who knows? Somebody goes, oh my God, that was the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen.
I hear that all the time. Actually, I hear that all the time.
Well, that's just you.
And I'm always sending that to Simone Vision.
So, I mean, it can benefit anybody and everybody that's along, all because of, you know, you just happen to have a voice that you can sing.
That's funny. But no, it's exciting to have pots of gold show up in your world when you know they're really cool people already. And then you realize, holy smokes, they're a plethora of just information and opportunity. And here, let me introduce you to this person. Let me introduce you to this person. That is a networking gold mine. Mm-hmm. And in the world of books, in the world of speaking, in the world of now music, to have someone know someone else,
right,
is power.
And especially somebody who's been there, done that. I mean, yeah. when I was talking to John.
Well, Thomas Dawson Jr.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to throw names out.
Oh, I just Thomas did. Dawson I just, Jr. I just yeah. dropped the name because Thomas is amazing.
If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's simply amazing. I didn't know that he actually sang too.
Yeah.
And that was the interesting part. But he's produced albums. He produces and plays keyboard for the Commodores. There's tons of things at him. And then the guy that we talked to, John, John Redman, John owns his own music company. He's an artist.
He's an himself. Album and he's an artist. And he's like, I want you.
And he complimented my artwork.
Yeah. So that's what's going on right now. Big things are coming and he's making sure that we are all covered on this end. And Brian's making sure that I don't keep jumping without looking. I like to do that. I like to jump into. Where did I jump into this time?
I'm kind of the safety net in this case.
You are.
Kind of.
I call him my colonel because Elvis had a colonel. I said, you're my colonel without any of the embezzlement.
And before any of you think, yeah, well, he got caught for embezzlement.
As I said, without the embezzlement.
I haven't experienced that one yet. I don't know if I'm smart enough to embezzle.
You don't have it in you to do it.
That's true, too. That's a whole other subject.
You would never do it.
We look at some people and it's just like, how do they sleep at night?
No.
When they know that, they know darn well that it's wrong.
Well, I left town. I said, Brian, take my credit card. Anything you need to do to buy or anything to make this album go, just do it. And he's like, okay.
I didn't tell you about the tickets I bought to Dubai, did I? Yet. Have you checked your account?
I'm pretty sure I get flagged on that one. Something would tell me. But no, it's just been exciting. So do you have pots of gold in your life that you have not noticed?
Or just haven't seen. Sometimes it's a not notice. I really agree to that. Because we have people that just kind of, you know, they show their face or they show their true colors or they show their great talents when we don't know about them.
Well, I'm thinking like when I first started as a speaker, I never told anyone that I write speeches and I train people. I was just speaking. And then one day someone's like, wait a minute, you can train this? And I do, well, yeah, I do it one-on-one. They do, what? You do one-on-one coaching? I'm like, yeah, they do. Why don't you tell anybody that? I do. It didn't occur to me.
Nobody needs to know.
It didn't occur to me. And so that's the thing is sometimes there's someone right in your circle and you need something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're right there. You haven't asked the right question. So when you get that notion to ask a question to someone, you're like, that doesn't apply to them. I won't want to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. Because maybe you're supposed to be telling that to them. One, because they have the skill set. Or two, they know someone who has the skill set. And well, that is what really happened with all of this.
One of my talents, which is what I also do, is the life insurance and investment. We've talked about it on here before, mm-hmm. but I've never gotten a phone call. Hey, can you do my life insurance? But it's out there. It's knowledge. And even if, you know, you saw the post about the young man that I helped the other day, didn't you? Adrian's son?
Oh, yes. Yes.
He's 14, 13 going on 14 or 14. But he doesn't know where he wants to go. And his dad reached out to me after he had been in Michelle's workshop.
My boot camp.
And his dad reached out to me and said, hey, what can you help my son with so that I can find a direction so that he can guide him?
In music.
In music. And I said, well, it all depends on which way he wants to go, different things like that. So I sat down with him for probably a couple hours the other day. Mm-hmm. And give a little bit of mentorship. And, you know, that kind of feels good. And especially once, you know, Adrian actually went on Facebook and acknowledged it.
He did.
You know, which to me is really, I hadn't even seen it until it somehow popped up. Yeah. But that feels good when you do things like that, when you share knowledge that you have. You know, and that's just in one little piece. And now that I've talked, you know, that we're moving on with your thing, that just adds more knowledge to my
more pearls
of wisdom in the music industry.
Yeah, I am just tickled pink. Honestly, if you want to know anything about my album, you need to start watching Denman Pearls, share it, and you need also to follow my website because things are happening and they're happening fast.
Yep, michellemoros.com, and then of course Facebook for all the Denman Pearls stuff. Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, big
all
things.
Of it.
Big things are happening. Big things are happening.
I mean, if they've actually been watching us, when the stuff went up in Times Square, they should have at least keyed into, ooh, what else is going on in the background?
Big things are happening.
That we haven't released
things
yet.
Things are brewing.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's so exciting about it is sometimes it happens and you don't even realize it's happening until it's happened. And that's what's happening with me right now with the album. It's right. Just moving. And it's like, well, what's next? Well, this, what's next? Wait, we already did that. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, now what's next? You sit pretty. You're the talent. Let me deal with it. And that's really what Brian's been doing is he's got this.
Right. Sometimes I worry. I mean, even being, and I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate with this too, is even if you are the knowledge, sometimes you feel like, am I right? Am I wrong? Is she going to be mad at me or them, whoever it is? Are they going to be upset at me because I made the wrong move? You know, those are the kind of things, too, that goes along with the responsibility and the care of the knowledge.
Well, I'm loving it because I came over and he's like, this or this? I said, this. He goes, this or this? I do this, this or this, this.
Eye test.
And it was like, yeah, it was like an eye test. And he goes, okay, got it. I'm like, oh, what was that for? He goes, finishing up your album. Oh, there was more to do it than just making the cover? Yes. And then that whole digital download thing is a whole nother ball game. So for those of you who are saying, I'm going to wait for Michelle's album to go on Spotify or Apple iTunes or whatever that is, you're going to wait a little bit.
Yep.
Because right now, what are we doing? Only 300?
We're only going to do 300 copies at this moment.
And it's physical copies.
Yep. 300 physical copies. If you actually, it should be the fact that if you buy the album, and if you buy the album with the autograph, you will actually be able to, instead of having to copy the CD yourself, actually go do the digital download.
The digital download is coming with the physical copy. So the first 300, it's primo. There's only 300 of them. And it's the physical copy, 300, and they'll be autographed.
Right. Well, they're not all going to be autographed.
I'm kind of thinking they might be. Mm-hmm. Might be, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out. But but the thing of it is it's a limited run because of the technicalities that have to happen in the background. And then once we do that, then we'll have a discussion after the release on, are we going to put it on Spotify? Are we going to put it on Apple?
Well, and really what
all those other things, there's got to be there's a lot of technical data.
Those of you who are buying that first 300 are helping me fund making it digital.
Right.
Really, that's what's happening.
That's a big piece of
it. Yeah, you're helping me. So that 300 core that helps that with that first and buys that first download or that first hard copy of this disc of my EP, you are really my angel investors. You're my pot of gold that helps me get to my next one. And then helps me get to that next level where I don't know.
And if you've got local bands out there that you really want to support, a lot of times they don't get the exposure that we're getting on this, but a lot of times you don't get exposure by a record company until you have like 100,000 downloads. Okay. So if you know somebody, help them download their stuff, help them get to that next level. A lot of times they can't get gigs unless they've got like at least 10,000 downloads.
So when mine comes out, please share.
Yeah, but you're in a little different situation in this case, but and that's where that pot of gold is, you know. And there's quite a few pieces of gold in that pot. You know, some people have that pot of gold and there's one coin.
Yeah, it's better than none. And sometimes it's a coin you just pulled out of your pocket. So
that's glad you said pocket.
Oh. So we're both kind of giddy because this day has been amazing.
It is. It's so much fun. But we wanted to really get across to you folks out there that sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where or who your pot of gold is.
And it's scary.
And, you know, I'm also a believer in the fact that you can't really go looking for it. Because when it's kind of like, I mean, have you ever looked at a rainbow and then tried to find the end of it? Very rarely do people find where it touches the ground. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you know, the old legend or whatever it is, yeah, there's a pot of gold, but still, just because the rainbow's there doesn't mean you have to chase after it, because that rainbow or that pot of gold should come to you. Mm-hmm. It really should. And that's what makes it the most exciting. And that pot of gold could be the fact that you gave up, you put out a podcast or you put out a book, or you just made a comment to somebody that influenced somebody else. It can be that simple. So a pot of gold can be anywhere, and it can be for anyone from anybody.
Well, and I have to say, for those of you who can get to Colorado Springs on October 17th, you get the first picks, right? Because we're going to pre-sell it.
Yep.
We're going to pre-sell it.
Start pre-selling those first 300.
Yeah, and that first 300. And then I have to reserve a few hundred to bring to Dubai with me.
Yeah.
So if you want the first couple of hundred, you want to be in Colorado Springs.
Now, if somebody wants to come in and buy them all, no, we can't have that happen. They can get 100.
Well, and I still want to do a pre-order online. So there will be an online pre-order so that you can buy it. But the way the music industry works is I have to tell them batches so I can buy licensing for batches, right, something like that. So we're only doing 300. So it's going to be a limited edition.
Yeah, this first one will
be. The first one.
And then hopefully we'll be lucky enough and, you know, even bigger Pot of Gold comes along. And...
No luck. I don't believe in luck. It's not luck. I wrote a second, I wrote my second book on that. It's not luck overcoming you, but overcoming you is overcoming the fact that you need luck.
Well, there is. I mean, look at poker. As you know, I'm a big advocate of. Just because you have the talent doesn't mean that you win all the time. There's a little bit of luck in the cards.
It's luck in reading people and knowing your audience, right, and knowing the people around you. Same thing in everything you do. It's playing poker. Sometimes you've got to hold your hand.
Know when to hold them and fold them.
And sometimes it's the holding them that makes you win. Sometimes it's the folding that keeps you in the game.
That's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Holding it close to you, close to your chest, without being stingy.
I am so excited. And I'm so glad that all of you are going to be on this journey with me and that Brian's on my side picking up all the pieces so I don't fall apart. And it's just really, it's a lovely, lovely place to be. And I'm glad you're with me and with Brian as we do this journey into music. What?
I'm going to wipe away the tears. You're making me so emotional.
I'm just thrilled out of my mind. Okay, so somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, right?
And the question in that song is, why, oh, why can't I? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You can.
You can.
You really can. That's the answer to the question. You can.
You can.
You just got to find the right vehicle.
And you've got to find your own path. Yeah, your mm-hmm. water, over, around, or through, find your way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like in this music world, Brian and I have not been in this part of the music world. So we've got to find the way through, navigate through. And with the kind of music I'm singing, it's different than the mainstream music. So there's a whole nother water flow of going of what we're going to do and who we connect with and all of that. And there's so much navigation happening, but we have to trust the process, mm-hmm. guide it, but trust the process. We still have the rudder, okay? We're on the water, but we're still ruddering. And that's what you need to do in your world, be it personal or business. Trust the flow, but keep navigating.
Right. I think it's also keeping your ears to the ground. That we've kind of talked about this before. I'm having flashbacks. But it's also keeping ears to the ground because you don't know who it could be. It could be a brother or a sister. Even though you guys don't like each other, it could still be your brother or sister having the key to whatever success that you want.
Speaking of brothers. My brother plays sax on my album. Oh, yeah, so if any of you know, and some of you do know us from way back when in high school too, my brother was huge in the, well, he still is pretty big in the music world, but he plays sax and he plays sax on my album.
Maybe he could be the next, what's his name?
He's much better than Michael Bolton.
No, I wasn't thinking of Mike and Bolton. The other guy that plays sax. Was it Michael Bolton? Anyway.
No idea. I don't know.
Soprano sax. Okay. Who I'm thinking of played soprano sax.
Okay, well, I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I at the moment.
Okay,
well, I'm just confused as if he was standing here in front of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just can't think of his name.
Oh. I'm thinking of a trumpet player. I'm thinking Louis.
There's a side note. When you meet people and they know you know that they're good for you, when you put them in your phone, make sure you put something in there that reminds you or you can do a search on and find it.
Oh, I do that all the time.
And I say that because, and definitely a side note here, but like, for instance, I put John in my phone. I put in their record company. I put in their promoter, producer. I put all this stuff in there
so that
if I totally forget his name, I can go, the guy that did this.
Well, and I do that on my phone. Actually, I learned that from Dr. Smiley. Where company goes on your phone, you put first name, last name, phone number, company, under company. I leave their company, then I put a dot, and I'll put like Atlanta or Phoenix or whatever city I was in or the name of the event I was at, you know, Women of Wealth, you know, that kind of thing. And that way I do, oh, I met them at Women of Wealth. Click, click, click. Yeah. Oh, these are the people. oh, well, this is the person. Mm-hmm. And it's a great search tab. So if you don't know that you can do that when you're searching your phone.
Yeah, you can remember.
You don't have to remember the names. You have to remember where they were.
And the thing of it is like when I did Galaxy Fest, I mean, I had all these people and I knew their names like this. I had them in my phone. Well, I put in there the name of the hotel. And then I turned around here. I mean, and it's been a couple of years since I've dealt with these folks. So I went back there to the hotel recently. And I'm like, I'm looking for, oh my gosh, what was her name? So I typed in the hotel name and I got my whole list of all those people. Ah, there's the one, Amy. I found her name just like that, you know. But if I wouldn't have put that little tagline, this is a life hack, by the way.
Yeah, it's a life hack. It is a life hack. Because I'll put something as like, if someone has like crazy glasses, something mm-hmm. I remember them for, I do awesome glasses. I'll do glasses.
Right.
And so glasses, Atlanta, wow. Oh, that's her. Poof, it comes mm-hmm. up. It's amazing. Life hack.
Yeah, that is definitely a life hack. So it will save your life in many circumstances.
Oh,
I saw that person across the room and a person, oh my gosh, I know they used to work at that hotel. Oh, let me look. Oh, hotel. There they are.
So over the rainbow, we're all riding a rainbow. Find your pot of gold.
Any more words of wisdom? Pearls of wisdom in this?
I think we dropped a whole bunch of them.
We dropped a lot in this one.
Mm-hmm. It's been awesome. Stay tuned for more from Denim and Pearls. And if you haven't seen our gigantic billboard on Times Square, Denim and Pearls.
It's on the Facebook
page. Go to the Facebook page.
Oh, it's on Instagram too.
Oh, it is. Well, search Denim and Pearls. Go find us and see the big billboard with mm-hmm. our mugs on it. Actually, it's got a video of us talking like right here.
Yeah, but the picture don't show the video.
I know.
But it just shows a picture of the picture.
I know, but still it's there. It was pretty cool. So what are you doing today to find your rainbow? Realize you have one and mm-hmm. to find the pot of gold at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a coin at a time.
Is it just coins? Mm-hmm. There's not like, no. you know, rings and no. necklaces and.
No, this is not Aladdin's
pirate
lamp.
Chest.
No, it's Irish pot of gold. It's gold.
Oh, now you're defining it as Irish.
Well, that's what the pot
of
gold.
It's an Irish legend, yeah.
Yeah, it's an Irish legend. And there's a pot of gold that a leprechaun watches.
Right, but I thought leprechauns were mean.
They are.
So in other words, you got to be cautious when you find that pot of gold, too.
Because mm-hmm, sometimes.
All right, I'm really taking this symbolism to a bad level.
Sometimes you've got to get through the bad things to get to the pot of gold, you know. Or you've got to show that you're worthy. Actually, in the leprechaun, you've got to show you're worthy.
Oh, so it's like the Sorcerer's Stone.
Something like that.
So you have to, in order to pull it out, you must be true to your factions.
It depends on who's watching the gold right now.
Hopefully they're in a good mood when I get there.
I know. So be good. The best version of you.
And Santa will bring you Christmas presents.
If you believe in Santa. But okay. That's another sidetrack. So bottom line, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly. Why, oh, why can I? You can.
You know, I love these chairs, but I keep sliding.
Well, that's why I've got my leg locked, so I don't slide any further. I'm kind of short.
Anyhow, go ahead. Finish this off so we can get out of here.
That was it. I said, why, oh, why can I? You can. You are a bluebird. You can fly however you want, however high you want, however low you want, and whatever flock you want to.
Mm.
Make the choice. So, my name is Michelle.
And I'm Brian.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
And everyday life.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.